Welcome back. COVID-19 deaths are starting to decline in the U.S. following a sharp drop in hospitalizations. It's the latest sign that the surge fueled by the Omicron variant is fading. So just how close are we to the end of the pandemic? Joining me now is Dr. Jay Schnitzer, Chief Medical Officer and Chief Technology Officer at MITRE. Doctor, thanks so much for being with us. In just the past few weeks, we've heard from Dr. Anthony Fauci, who said that the U.S. is exiting what he called the full-blown phase of the pandemic. And just this week, Moderna's CEO said it is, quote, reasonable to assume that we may be approaching the final stages of the pandemic. To your mind, how close are we to the other side here?
Well, I think nobody knows for sure. By the way, great to be with you and thank you for having me. Nobody knows for sure, but I too am cautiously optimistic that we are getting close to the end of the pandemic phase and hopefully entering the endemic phase. The numbers are certainly coming down dramatically, particularly with Omicron over the past few weeks, and hopefully will continue to do so. My word of caution, however, is that this virus is teaching us humility every single turn of events over the past 2 years. And we've got to be a little bit humble about our projections again today. It could mutate or create a new variant that could create problems for us in the not too distant future. We just don't know.
So to that end, I just want to bring up Denmark as an example, because earlier this month, it became the first major country to lift the last of its COVID-19 restrictions, in essence, declaring this pandemic over. And since then, you know, Denmark has continued to record more COVID-19 cases per capita than anywhere else in the world. Both COVID hospitalizations and deaths have now shot up by about a third in Denmark. So what's the takeaway there for us here in this country and elsewhere as we look to lift these COVID restrictions?
The takeaway is not to reduce the restrictions too prematurely. We really need the total number of cases per day, the hospitalization rate, and the death rate to be way down low into a trough so that community spread is really under control. The issue is, was for Denmark and still is for the US, that even though we've come down a great deal on the Omicron new new cases per day and hospitalizations, we aren't all the way down to a trough where we need to be and would like to be. And if we relax on these restrictions too prematurely, we'll see exactly what's happening here in the U.S. We'll see exactly what's happening in Denmark. By the way, we've seen this before. This has happened in previous surges as well, when some of the non-pharmaceutical interventions were relaxed and removed prematurely in various locations.
So then should we be rethinking lifting things like mask mandates, even in areas where numbers are trending lower?
Well, it's hard to say, because the politicians are going to do what the politicians are going to do for a variety of reasons, which cover all kinds of inputs. But I would say that as individuals, we should practice good and safe behavior. So if you are going into an area that is crowded and indoors and you don't know the vaccination status around you and you can't maintain social distancing, even if there's no mask mandate at that location at that time, it is prudent to wear a mask. And same thing with social distancing, same thing with avoiding crowds, and the same thing with practicing good hygiene. We can all continue those things. I would hope that our leaders would suggest very strongly that we continue doing those things until we hit a real trough. But if they don't, or if they relax prematurely, I think the rest of us need to practice wise behaviors.
I know that more studies are coming out about what's called long COVID as we all continue to learn about this virus. There are some reports saying it could have long-term impact on your heart and how it functions. Some people are having difficulty sleeping after having had COVID. What have we learned lately, and what is the best path forward?
Well, so long COVID continues to... We learn continuously as we go forward, and I'm sure we don't know much more than we do know about it, although we know more than we did a year ago. But it is an ongoing issue, and you're absolutely right. The range of symptoms vary from heart symptoms to neurologic symptoms to sleep disturbances to muscular issues and probably more, and we're going to learn more going forward. I think the key is, if you can possibly avoid it, don't get COVID. I mean, the only way to get long COVID is to actually have had a COVID infection. So to all those who say, you know, Omicron's not so bad. I'm just going to get the infection and move on, putting you at risk for long COVID, the consequences of which we don't fully understand yet. And I think we're going to learn over time that some of these long-term effects last a long time and are pretty debilitating and cause severe long-term disabilities. We've got to keep people from getting the infection to begin with.
Right. And some people were even seeing that as a defense, saying, well, let me get COVID so I have the antibodies to fight it. You're saying that that's not the path forward. Before we let you go, doctor, I want to ask about a possible new variant, because we're seeing these global cases drop, yet the World Health Organization says a sub variant is spreading. Do we know about another variant out there right now? And what does it look like?
We don't have very much in the way of details. And so we really don't know. We'll have to watch and monitor very carefully and very closely. We don't know which of the future variants are going to cause the most trouble. What I would say is the next one could or could not be an issue, but there'll be one after that, and then one after that, and then another one after that over time, over months, and perhaps even years. This is something we're going to have to get good at in terms of tracking these things and figuring out which ones are the ones to worry about and then what to do about them going forward.
All right, Dr. Jay Schnitzer, Chief Medical Officer, Chief Technology Officer at MITRE, thanks so much for your insights today.